DOC Research Director Tony Streveler told a legislative committee that the majority of state prison inmates, 65%, are serving time for violent offenses. But he cited figures that showed drug crime convictions are declining and said most offenders convicted of only a drug offense don't end up in prison.
With the exception of folks who have truckloads of marijuana, what else they're dealing, they're getting probation or they're getting something at the upfront on this. A larger proportion of people on supervision, not in prison, are going to be folks convicted of drug crimes.
But a researcher from the Washington, D.C.-based Sentencing Project says many of those low-level drug dealers do end up in prison on drug charges when they violate probation or parole because of their drug habit. Nazgul Gandnoush says revocation of parole and probation accounted for a third of Wisconsin prison admissions last year. She says many of those were the result of drug-related arrests of people who were serving probation for property crimes.
We end up having a lot of people that are, you know, being sentenced to, you know, burglary offenses, for example, or robbery, because they're committing these crimes to sustain an addiction, and we might have been able to use resources to treat and prevent their addiction and these related crimes.
DOC researchers acknowledge that more than three-quarters of prison inmates have drug or alcohol treatment needs, but they say most are serving time for more serious offenses. Prison reform advocates say the state should be spending more money on treatment programs and less on incarceration. Gelman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.